Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker. The protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Second time we're bringing him on. We hope he's on all the time. Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, two-time conference coach of the year. You'd had about a streak of 12, 13 straight tournaments. You'd been in this thing forever. It's been fun to watch. And my takeaway initially was it's a bit diluted. I don't think it's terribly good at the middle or bottom, but at the top, it's really good. I had talked to Mark Few, maybe on or off the air, a month ago, and he's like, I don't want to play Purdue again. Are you surprised? You know the Midwest well.
Yeah.
There were questions about, are they too Zach Edey dependent? Are they athletic enough? Are you shocked Purdue's here?
No, no, not at all. Because they've go back again, you and I, you know, to our era. The Pistons had to go through losing to the Celtics.
Right.
The Bulls had to go through losing to the Pistons.
Yeah.
You know, so Purdue's been through some tough times, and they've all stayed together. And they have an elite coach in Matt Painter, and they have the best player in the country.
Yeah.
So that it would have surprised me if they would have lost because of what they've been through. I think too many people say, well, they don't know how to win. They were young. Give them a chance. You understand last year they started two freshman guards.
Yeah.
That's all, you know, unless they're lottery picks, how are you going to make the Final Four with two freshman guards?
So Edey's size is significant, especially in college, but UConn's actually a bigger team everywhere else.
Yes.
I kind of feel like they'll hang around, but Hurley says this, we're a lot. He's like, it may take us 18, 20 minutes.
I read that.
we bring a lot. I always felt this way with Alabama and Saban. You could hang for a half, but the velocity of athletes over the course of 3 hours, they wear you out. Who do you like tonight?
I mean, I would be shocked if Purdue won. I think UConn's a distinctive favorite. For a couple reasons. One, Klingon is the only guy that has a chance to guard Edey one-on-one.
And slow him down a little.
Exactly. So, you know, to me, the Purdue's supporting cast is relying upon the fact that you have to pay so much attention to Zach Edey that they make open shots. Like, their supporting cast isn't what UConn's is. I mean,
right.
You know, Caravan is an unbelievable shot maker off screens. They have two guards. Colin, do you understand UConn's two starting guards combined, Tristan Newton and Cam Spencer, tonight will be there. I looked this up for us. 290 and 91st college game combined.
What a huge edge.
Two fifth-year players. I mean, exactly. I mean,
very Villanova feeling.
Yeah, and even more with the fifth year. They're both fifth-year guys. You know, they just got everything. Castle's a lottery pick, but he's not like a down the road. He's a tough dude. Like that, you know, his dad played. I mean, Castle's a real guy. I mean, he's a productive freshman. Caravan's the glue guy, though. So when your four man is an elite shooter, I mean, it just changes everything. I mean, it's new wave basketball, right? With that stretch four.
Yes.
They're just parts fit. But Klingon, I mean, if he doesn't get in foul trouble, but they have Johnson. I mean, they're just the best team.
Yes, I think top to felt like South Carolina yesterday.
Yeah.
They had a 30-0 bench advantage. You're talking about different level. You know, I was saying some athletes ride the wave. Caitlin Clark felt like the wave. Is that I read a story that Gino Auriemma had seen her, kind of passed on her. It's okay. People develop. Some people are great at 12. Some develop. We've seen that in all sorts of sports. When you watch Caitlin Clark, as a guy who does this for a living, we know she can shoot. What's the second thing you look at and go, well, that's elite?
Passing. I was surprised. Obviously, we're busy, so you don't have much time, right? But it's like, what's going on, you know, with this girls player at Iowa, right? So you turn it on, and her passing's elite. I don't, if she would have had, not to disparage anybody, but her supporting cast would, you know.
Like not as good.
Steph Curry's, she's a college version of Steph Curry. She's not the best athlete, but she's the best shooter and an elite passer.
Yeah.
The question for me, and that I don't know this, because I don't know the WNBA as well, but I know they're 28, 29, 30, you know, will she be able to get all that done against better athletes, against more size? You know, how much will that translate? I mean, that's the question going forward.
Well, the one thing I do like about her, and she's a playmaker. Like a lot of scorers aren't. They're just scorers.
Right. She can really pass it.
She can. So I said this earlier. Life's about connections. When I started a business 3 years ago, I leaned on people I knew. If the Lakers took Bronny James at 55, I called one NBA scout last week, and he said, listen, smart kid, plays the right way because of his physical scare. He's not a playmaker. He's not wildly dynamic, but he's a good athlete.
Yeah.
And the Lakers have no shooters. He said, so if you could find a guy off the bench, take him 2 years, grows. And he said, if LeBron is energized his last 3 years, it's not the end of the world. Your takeaway, I mean, you know, you saw him play. Could he develop into a rotational NBA guy and hit Jays?
And I think in time, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The question is, I would tell you, I had the advantage, I saw him a lot in high school, obviously, you know, with recruiting. He played with Amari Bailey at Sierra Canyon, who played, you know, so I was there a lot. I would tell you whatever went on with the heart situation.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how, I mean, that's how hard that is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to imagine it wasn't like he was able to run around, stay in shape. Right. You know, you probably had to shut it down for an extended period of time.
He did.
To come into, it's hard enough as a freshman in college basketball. In this era of 20, you know, the fifth year guys.
A lot of them.
To come in as a freshman that had an entire summer of training. Well, he had no summer. And he had no fall, really. And then all of a sudden he's back on the court. So he was a shell of what I saw in high school.
Right.
So he's.
But what did you see in high school?
Well, I think he was quicker, faster, more athletic. So, you know, I think, you know, sitting around for 5 months couldn't have helped.
Of course.
But he can shoot the ball. He's smart. He's a very good kid. I've been around him.
Somebody told me he'll be great on a well-run organization because, like his dad, he makes the right play.
Well, he's been trained that. Yeah, that's just habit for him. You know, I mean, he grew up. You imagine growing up sitting watching basketball games and your
talking to your dad.
Your dad's LeBron James. But he's to you, he's your dad. But he's talking about the right play all the time. You know, the guy was, you know, the best passer, you know, he's always made the right play. Even people say they knocked LeBron. Well, he should have shot a bad shot. Why'd he pass it to the wide open guy? Like, people go on and say that stuff, like, because he guy's wide open. Well, we should have, you know. Well, if the guy would have made it, you wouldn't have been criticizing him. So his dad's always been around the right play. So yeah, legacy guys, too, tend to, in the last 15 years, a lot of legacy guys have been maybe underrated. And now he didn't fly under the radar, like Steph Curry, okay, like his brother, okay, that his, you know, he went to Davidson, his brother went to Liberty.
Yeah.
So the big advantage of if your parent was a good player because you've been taught the game. A lot of legacy players now, it's not taught, I mean, you know, in recruiting, like, I try to search for them.
You do?
Yeah, because you know how they've grown up. Like, I know why I'm here. My dad was a great high school coach. And when the season was over, he was part of the best organization in the Atlanta Braves for 20 years. They won 14 rings. Like, those are the people I walk home from school. Bobby Cox is in my house. You know, so, like, I know the advantages I had growing up. So it's a huge advantage when you can grow up around that. Because not only so Bronny talks to his dad, who do you think his dad's friends are? Other good players, right? I mean, look who they're, you know, look. So yeah. you're so far advanced, and you don't even know it, that by the time you're 13, how much basketball you really know.
Yeah, you know, I for years and years, I would hear that, you know, if you grow up with money, you won't have an edge. But I always felt basketball has been a suburb sport for about 15 years, and that a lot of the good programs are well-capitalized programs. They're suburban schools with money.
Well, you know, we're in the era of where money matters now as well. But right. In high school, look, high school has changed so much. You know, there was an era of, you know, out here, whether it was Fremont or Crenshaw, you know, Compton Centennial.
When
now it's all private schools.
Right.
Same, you know, New York City, the Catholic League back then, but even there were scholarship, but the diocese was so big there, there. But now they all go to prep schools. You know, it's just the world of scholastic basketball has really, really changed.
Yeah. I want to ask you about Zach Edey again. So I think sometimes we make a mistake, and I'm guilty of this, that we forget these are young people. And everybody ages. It doesn't matter if it's actors. There, you see it in comedy. There are late bloomers. Not everybody is a Jon Stewart. At 20, he's just clever. A lot of these comedians hit at 28, 30. And when I watched Zach Edey last year, I was like, he didn't move very well. Not sure he's a great closer for his size. And then I started watching him at the end of the Big Ten season, and I'm like, God, he's a way better player.
Yeah.
And you've had a couple of those guys.
Jaime Jaquez.
Yeah. And it's what is the click factor? Is it because he was always big? What was the click factor, and what do you think it is with him?
Well, big guys, on a rule of thumb in basketball, okay, and just life, you know, taller you are, it takes you longer to be coordinated.
Okay.
Right? You know, you go watch, you know, Mick Cronin in seventh grade, I'm the same size. Right? You know, versus some other kid, it's all arms and legs. It's just going to take them time.
Okay.
It takes big guys longer for their coordination to catch up to their size. That's been going on forever. So, you know, Zach, in his case, I'm sure it's the same thing. It's just taken time. It's taken hard work. Then in his case, I think he said he really worked on his diet, his conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Painter's.
He looks more cut.
Yeah, much more. Matt's a friend of mine. You know, he wasn't going to get. It's a great example, you know, for staying in school. You know, everybody now wants to say, well, this guy, everything's the microwave society.
Right.
You got to give people a chance to develop as a player.
That's right.
You know, give him a chance. I mean, you know, look what's happened. Now he's going to be a lottery pick, maybe. I mean, I don't know if you've looked. I mean, the boards have him all the way up. I saw the one was at 13, maybe.
Oh, I had him at 17 last time.
There you go.
Well, he
was, like, not drafted to 50 last year.
No, when I watched him, I thought he was slow, and I didn't think for his size he was dominant enough close. Now he's completely dominant up close.
Okay, look at Donovan Clingan, who's going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, he could go probably going to go top five now. Right? Last year he came off the bench. They played Adamo Sinogo as a starter. So you got to get – but bigger guys, to your original question, yeah, the longer, taller you are, it's very rare that those kind of guys are coordinated and polished as a younger player. Very, very, very rare.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter.
Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is, you know, the psychology of Zach Edey, I always, you know, he was 6'10 in the eighth grade. And I always had this feeling that some bigs were a little socially awkward because they were bigger than their teachers. And like Kareem was very shy. And you've seen, like, a guy that, a lot of guards have had big personalities. Like, they were the athlete, they were good looking, the girls liked them, the guys. And then you're 7 feet.
Very rare.
Embiid, huge personality. But it is interesting, when you recruit bigs, is it a different recruiting process than a point guard?
I think you named a few. Shaq,
yeah.
Joel Embiid's got, you know, he's an outgoing guy. A lot of guys, I think it's easy to become introverted because imagine
such a unique.
Well, people just staring at you. I mean, you know, imagine. I've been very fortunate to develop a relationship with Kareem.
Yes.
Okay, you being the coach at UCLA. I mean, he's told me some things and shared with me some things from his youth because I'm fascinated. I'm a history guy.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's the best basketball player. I want to know about how it was to be him.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, what you go through with people just staring at you. How's the weather up there? It's like, did you come up with that all by yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine being that guy that has to listen to that every time you get in an elevator?
Yeah.
So I think it causes some of those kids to maybe go, become introspective and quieter, which is not good for your basketball development. For your athletic development, you need to be confident. You know, you can't have your shoulders slouched. So,
right.
You know, I think, again, as you get more comfortable with your size and who you are as a person and accept that you're just taller than everybody, and even though people look at you because of that, you become a better player as you, it translates.
I like, when I hear Zach Edey on the mic, I like him.
Oh, yeah, he's
got,
so
he's got just enough attitude, he's just enough of a smart aleck that it's social.
But who was he 4 years ago? You know, it was really.
That's right.
You know, that's why, you know, there's such a rush to try to. A guy comes into college. Is he a pro or not? Well, hold on. Let everybody's not LeBron James. You know, let a guy develop. Let a boy become a man.
Right.
When the boy becomes a man, he's going to be a better player because he knows. Not only does he know more about the game, he knows more about rest, he knows more about what he should be focusing on, but it's just, you know, that's the world we're in with the microwave society.
So John Calipari goes to Arkansas. It's obviously, it's a Duke, Carolina, Kansas. You got to win, win pretty quickly, but you would inherit some good players. John can recruit his butt off. What do you make of, part of why I like SEC football is they're crazy. Part of what makes Kentucky one of the top three jobs, they're a little nuts.
Well, their fan base is second to none, period. Let's just, you know, I grew up 60 miles from there.
What if they called you tomorrow?
If they called me tomorrow to be their coach?
Yeah.
I turn left on Sunset.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. When we leave here, I'm going to the Grand Havana Room in Beverly Hills with your boss, Mark Silverman, to watch the game tonight.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know. But no, in all seriousness, it's we talked about this last time. The jobs can be, some of these jobs are, the expectations are so high.
Incredible.
That the magnitude of the job, you can't feed the beast forever. You know, and when you build the beast early, and Coach
and John did,
he had unbelievable success. And when you can't repeat that, it's really hard. It's just a hard existence. So my guess would be that basically it was just time for change was his mind, his mindset. I mean, I read something this morning about his friends with the Tyson Chicken guy. I mean, that's all speculation. I mean, it's all speculation, but. You do that. That job is.
You have to give up chunks of your life.
There you go. And it's pretty normal in our business that basically, if you're going to be a college coach, it's really hard for people outside of our business, for former players or NBA guys. They can't understand that. Like yesterday, I had a Zoom call, an hour and a half on a Sunday. Then I had one of my players over because he's from Spain, and I had to make him birthday dinner because he's sitting there by himself turning 19. Then I've already had a Zoom call before I drove here. It's just your normal is the work all the time, right, as a college coach, and everything else is secondary. That's just like, so those are the guys that tend to be successful in our business. It's just your normal that your life is secondary.
Yeah.
But in that job is really different than any other job. It really is. I mean, it just is because of the fan base. And no pro sports.
You get that Southern tribal passion. It was the last region to get pro sports.
Yeah.
So college.
Well, they don't have it.
College is bigger than pro.
Well, there is no pro in Kentucky.
Yeah.
There are no pro sports in the state of Kentucky. Now, unless you want to count the Reds AAA team in Louisville.
Yeah. So it's the show.
And has been. That's the other thing about college, about tradition. It has been. The only other basketball team in that state that's ever played besides Kentucky or Louisville. There's the Kentucky Colonels of the ABA.
Yeah, I remember that was Artis Gilmore or something like that. There was Dan Issel.
Yeah, I mean, I was young, man.
I'm old.
You're not that much older than me.
Great seeing you again.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
Make Silverman pick it up. He's got a big budget.
That's right. Fox Silverman, you're buying tonight.
Endless stream of revenue at Fox. Everybody knows that. Jay Mack with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
You're going to make fun of me because I know ABA teams. I think
how do you know? I was going to say, how did you know who played for them?
Oh, come on. ABA was.
How old are you?
60. I'm 60.
You look like you're my. I'm 52. You do not look 60, bro. Well,
sit ups and cliff bars.
Should we just scrap the news?
Sit ups and cliff bars. Living in LA helps.
It doesn't hurt.
Hey, should we just do 70s sports trivia between you two? You want to go?
You got me out of here,
I can
right?
name. I can I'm name out. Cincinnati Reds. I can go through the whole roster in 76.
Well, that I can because I grew up in Cincinnati.
Backup catcher was Bill Plummer. Raleigh Eastwick. Sorry to bore everybody.
The fact that you know the backup catcher is that strong.
All right, go hang out with Silver.
I mean, that is
strong
really
or troubling? I don't know.
I mean, the backup catcher.
Good to see you, buddy. Good. J-Mac, take it away.
Yeah, all right, so let's start in the NFL draft. Caleb Williams, we know he's a lock to go number one, but after that, TBD. Some people have Drake May as the number two quarterback off the board. That's my call. Others, like NFL analyst Merrill Haj says, no, not so fast on Drake May.
Drake May's the kind of player that gets you fired, and especially you draft him in the top five, top three, he's going to get you fired. His last game, the NC State game, was the most embarrassing display I'd ever seen from a guy who's supposed to be an elite franchise quarterback. People think his athleticism will translate. No. People want him to run, and they'll bust him up. He is not athletic enough to avoid. I mean, he doesn't get down to learn how to do that. He won't last till week 10.
Man. Well, Merrill Haj is putting it out there.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, he wants to get his name out there. Oh, Drake May's garbage. That's what he's saying. He's like, stop it. Come on.
By the way, you do know one of these guys is going to bust. Why isn't it Drake May?
Yeah, he's throwing a dart. He has no clue if Drake May is going to be. Nobody does. Nobody knew Patrick Mahomes was going to be the greatest guy ever at number 10.
Well,
nobody.
If you see things and Merrill sees things and he's called out guys before and he was one of the guys that said you can't draft Johnny Manziel. You can't draft him.
Oh. A little different. Manziel went, 20-something? I mean, come on. He had red flags galore.
If you look at film, you can see things that don't work. Merrill Haj's record, he's been right a lot.
Just let me know when you're ready to go on record that you want nothing to do with Drake May and he's going to be a career backup. Just let me know when you're doing that because we will chalk it up. Wes will pull it for social. I mean, you'll get your pants pulled down.
Man, can you imagine going to lunch with one of our execs? They bring out the corporate card.
I don't get invited to those. Maybe you do. I don't get invited to those.
I barely get coffee in the break room. You kidding me? Mick Cronin just stops by and gets lunch and everything.
Yeah. Let's get to someone much more famous than you and I, Russell Wilson. His offseason program is underway in Pittsburgh. According to tight end Pat Freiermuth, he and receivers Calvin Austin and Van Jefferson were part of a joint session with Russ.
Oh, nice. Like that. That's exciting.
I was just down there in San Diego with him working out and throwing routes and stuff. And so he's been great at talking through, talking to guys and starting to build that connection. And he's a great guy. You can tell like the drive and the determination that he has to win and come to Pittsburgh and win some playoff games for us, so, which is always great to be a part of. And I think he's going to fit our culture and our locker room really well.
Yeah. We'll
think
see.
Russ is excited to go from Judy and Sutton to Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin?
All I know is Russell Wilson in a Steeler jersey is going to be interesting looking.
And for 7 weeks until Fields takes over.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's how you see it. You also think Drake May is going to pop.
Boy, yes, Drake May will pop. Rookie of the year. Lock it up. Go ahead.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, well, let me know what the odds are. I'll just go.
Well, I mean, if it happened, I wouldn't be shocked, because when I first saw him, I thought he looked like Justin Herbert. That was my first take when I watched him. I'm like, oh, those ain't Justin Herbert. And Justin Herbert's great.
Final story is a team I've been trying to tell you about, Colin. The Dallas Mavericks. Luka and Kyrie went off yesterday, combining for 85 points as they came back from 22 down to beat the Rockets in overtime. Dallas is climbing. They were a play-in team. Now they're fifth, setting up a third-time rematch with the L.A. Clippers. And by the way, I know you guys might have done it last week, and I was out on spring break. What's going on with Kawhi Leonard? Because if he ain't there, Luka will tear these guys up.
Well,
Luka and Kyrie will destroy the Clippers.
We have always known Luka's a machine, but the fact that Kyrie playing with a guy that's that ball-centric is happy is encouraging. Because this was a big swing. My first take when it happened was, I get him rolling the dice on this. And then I looked, pie in the face because it didn't work for about a year.
The playoffs, yeah.
But now it is what I thought initially it could have been, which is, they'll be wildly fun, limited defensively. But the truth is now they're playing good defense.
So if I asked you, in the West, after the Nuggets, if somebody besides the Nuggets had to make the finals, who would you take?
Lakers.
What?
I know, I like the Lakers. They've won like 9 of 10 or something like that. They're good. They play the Warriors. Watch out.
Also, I know we don't talk about this team, but the paperclips. This Kawhi Leonard situation hasn't played in a while. It's a knee. They're not saying much. The last time they didn't say much, it was like, Kawhi's got an ACL. He's out. Like, we don't know what's going on. They're not getting out of the first round, by the way, if Kawhi doesn't play. I don't know how serious it is because they're being quiet.
You can't build around Kawhi. An enigma. You can't build around odd. There's nothing wrong.
Well, Kyrie Irving 2 years ago was super odd. I mean, he totally Brooklyn
the COVID
team.
It changed a lot of people. People that were rational became irrational during COVID.
So I haven't seen a deep dive on it, but what has changed with Kyrie Irving? Why is he suddenly locked in and playing well Robin to
First
Luka?
Of all, they're winning. Winning helps. Going on a road trip and you win 4 or 5, it helps. Secondly, he's getting his looks. He's getting credit for being part of it. He doesn't have to be... His defense isn't being called out because others are picking up the slack. So everything's kind of working in his favor. He's getting his looks, his shots, his points. And by the way, Luka gets all the pressure if they lose. Nobody's blaming Kyrie when they lose.
That's a fair point.
Luka takes the hit.
So remember, Jalen Brunson and Luka went to the conference finals a couple years ago against the Warriors and they lost. Jalen Brunson moves on. I don't see why Kyrie can't be in the Jalen Brunson mold. Hey, man, we need you to get a bucket. Luka's off. Luka's struggling. Luka's hurt. Kyrie can take over. I like this Mavs team. I don't know how much you want to put on it, but Mavs in the finals, I think that's certainly in play. Not even a long shot. In play.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Up next, total eclipse of the sport. Athletes that have over the years eclipsed their sport. Next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromise.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
So I thought a total eclipse of the sport. We have the solar eclipse today. Are you wearing, I went and saw it. It was very fascinating.
Hello, people.
So I'm gonna give you 10 athletes that all of them eclipsed the popularity of their sport. All of the 10 did, but in some level of order of just how big they were. Are you ready? So number 10, I'll give it to Lance Armstrong, because we don't watch cycling. He won 7 consecutive Tour de France's. But the ratings jumped 43% when he came out of retirement. So this is somebody that literally changed, like Caitlin Clark, changed the ratings significantly. And since he's left, among cycling purists, it's still a thing, but not really discussed. Number 9 would be Usain Bolt. To give you an example of how big he was, he made $30 million in endorsements in 2016, just 1 year. I mean, I don't know who the fastest person in the world is. I don't know most of my life who the fastest person in the world is. Usain Bolt, 8-time Olympic gold medalist. Number 8, Shaun White. Does anybody understand basically the X Games exist because of... The sport exists largely on TV, the X Games, because of Shaun White. Every year he competed, record ratings. Very rarely can you say, yeah, this sport would not get on television without an athlete. He'd be at number 8. I think 7 is Mike Tyson. What's boxing been since he left? Whether you like him or not, Tyson is one of the most feared athletes ever. He was in the movie Hangover. He began his career with 19 straight knockouts. And when Mike left, the sport left. I mean, not dipped. It felt like it left. Number 6, Caitlin Clark. Double the rating of the other Final Four matchup. So college women have been getting decent numbers for a while and growing numbers for years. You've had multiple dynasties, Tennessee, Pat Summitt, UConn. But to double, triple numbers. Her first nine games at Iowa were not even televised. So she's pretty big deal. Number five, Tony Hawk. He made $1.4 billion in sales for his video game. That's how big Tony Hawk was. $1.4 billion he drove. 16 times he was an X Games. 10 times he was a gold medalist. 16 times. But again, a guy that was able to move merchandise at a level that is only surpassed by a handful of American athletes ever. $1.4 billion plus in video game sales. Tony Hawk. Number four, Michael Phelps. I couldn't name the second most popular swimmer of my life. Mark Spitz. 23 gold medals. He kind of, I'll be honest with you, he didn't just carry swimming. He carried entire Olympics, ratings-wise. If you go back to the Michael Phelps Olympics, essentially he was discussed in about every other sport. He won gold in Beijing in every event he took place in. And again, was literally a guy that carried the Olympics. Number three, Wayne Gretzky. Not only did the LA Kings see a massive jump in attendance and ratings, won the NHL MVP nine times, appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated when it mattered a dozen times. I think Wayne Gretzky, I don't think the sports ever really, it's had basically, there's pre-Gretzky, the Gretzky era, post-Gretzky. I think he carried the sport. Many people believe women's college basketball will continue to thrive. I don't think hockey's ever been as big without him. Number two is Tiger Woods. He changed the image of golf, the athleticism, how we felt. No, more than 13 years. Think about that, J-Mac. More than 13 years as the number one golfer on the planet. He was so popular, just his golf ball. Forget the club. His golf ball. They made $103 million in profit on the Tiger Woods golf ball. He drove merchandise for 15 years. Number one, I don't think there's anybody close, Michael Jordan. Last year, $6 billion in brand revenue. So, Jordan, the NBA lost 50% of its ratings and had like 10-year great run of TV ratings, lost half the minute he left. Likeability, invincibility, nothing like MJ ever. I do feel like MJ and Tiger are kind of in their own class. And then you have the other eight who were clearly popular. But when you look at Tony Hawk, people forget. Tony Hawk in skateboarding drove billions of dollars for a decade and more in revenue. $1.4 billion just on the video game.
Were you ever a skateboard guy?
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Really?
Yeah. We had a long driveway. After you fall a couple times and rip up, because back then we didn't have all the equipment. I had a skateboard. We didn't have like knee pads.
Right.
And so you fall on a cement.
There weren't even helmets, I don't think, when I was a kid.
I did it.
Yeah. No. I didn't skateboard. Not my bag.
I did. And I was
tall. No skiing, no skateboarding for me?
I was a skier and a skateboarder. I wasn't a great skateboarder. I'm not a great skier.
You're doing like half pipes or I don't know.
No.
I don't have the terminology. I'm kidding.
I would say Shaun White. The X Games, he carried them.
He was a big deal, yeah.
They're actually, the X Games is something I don't watch regularly, but when it's on, it's pretty fun. It's kind of crazy.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, what people can do. You're a little shorter. You'd be great at that stuff.
I actually played soccer Sunday for the first time in a while. Got a soccer tournament coming up. Adults. 2 goals and an assist, no big deal. It's what I do.
Weren't you playing in the over 60 league, though?
There were some older guys there, but...
It's good work.
I just like cardio and competing.
Yeah. I like to lift, throw weights around. That's me. I'm different. okay, so I got UConn tonight. 9 points. Close game. They lead by 2 at half. Wear them down. Going to run. Zach Edey is effective, but not as dominant. And UConn's size over the course of a game wears down.
I'll go UConn by 12+. You know they've won 11 straight tournament games by double digits? Like, they're of the last 16 games, 14-2 against the spread. They're just killing people. I don't know, man. This team's a juggernaut. Like, they're almost undervalued in terms of, like, what people think about them.
They are. Like, it's funny. A lot of great teams, the Kansas City Chiefs with Mahomes, have never been a great double-digit favorite. They don't cover. And then you get these teams where people keep doubt. I've been watching people on the internet for a month doubt UConn.
Yeah.
Folks, 2 years in a row, they're beating everybody by 23 points.
Remember what I doubted them when you said in your bracket UConn? I was like, Auburn, keep an eye on Auburn.
Chalk. Yeah, I like chalk. They're chalky. All right. See you tomorrow. It's the Herd.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.